Well, as we move into a new month, August 1st is, you may not know, it's National Raspberry Cream Pie Day. It is Respect for Parents Day, but it's also Professional Engineers Day, August 1st. David Goodson's been an engineer in the city for a long time. He's president and CEO of RLG Consulting Engineers and joined us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
I guess you would rather have a pie, but I mean, you make a pretty good living as an engineer, right?
We do okay. We do fine.
So how do you celebrate Professional Engineers Day? It's like free pocket protectors for everybody.
Well, right? Not quite. We'll hand out some breakfast burritos tomorrow and maybe some. Now that I know that it's Raspberry Pie Day, we may do some raspberry pie.
I think it would be a perfect combination. This has got to be a great time to be, you know, a professional engineer in North Texas. Well, probably, you know, the lower 48, but certainly in North Texas.
North Texas, it's the best place to be right now. Yeah.
And you've been here a long time. You've seen a lot of booms. We've had a lot of booms.
We've had a lot of booms. I was here through the 80s boom, through the 90s boom and the early aughts boom, and now I'm here in the late aughts boom, I guess you could call it.
Well, and hopefully going into the teens, too.
The teens, yes.
We're well into the 20s. Why do you think, does this one have legs? Is it going to be around for a while? Are you still seeing a lot of business coming your way?
We do see a lot of business coming our way, and it does have some legs. I'm a little nervous about the strength of those legs, though. It's been going now for since 2009, 2010. So, you know, it's the longest boom, second longest boom, I think, since the post-war period. So it makes me a little nervous. But North Texas has a lot of intangibles that other areas do not, and there are still a lot of people moving here, and there's a lot of activity. It's a great market for engineering and construction.
So tell me about the role of an engineer interplayed with the role of an architect. My sense is that architects can dream up buildings that in some cases engineers can't build, that can't be built,
well,
or shouldn't be built.
Well, I'll say this. An engineer can make any architect's dream come true.
Really?
Except you got to be able to pay for it. You know, we can design anything.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a question of, is there enough money to pay for it?
But, I mean, there's some weird stuff coming down the pike now. I mean, they're beginning to replicate the London Shard, you know, in other cities and other countries. Everybody seems to want to make a statement now.
They do. They do. But it's all grounded in reality. There has to be an end user for the building that has to be able to justify its cost in some way, either with rents or if it's a school with enrollment. So every project has a budget. So you have to make sure that it falls within the budget.
You do a lot of schools.
We do.
And there's a lot of money rightfully being poured into schools right now. When you look at a school or a commercial building either, it seems to me like we've got some new constraints that have been put in there. LEEDs. I mean, everybody wants to be efficient. But that can dictate, you know, the architectural and also the engineering of a building. And then everything has to be ADA, which can also affect it.
Well, that's true. And in addition to that, I don't know whether you're aware, in 2015, the 2015 International Building Code dictated, and this was a result of a lot of the tornadoes in Moore, Oklahoma, that all schools have to be, all new schools or a significant amount of renovation to a school have to be able to accommodate a tornado shelter, and there are very specific design criteria for tornado shelters.
It doesn't have to be underground, right?
It doesn't have to be underground.
Reinforced rooms.
It has to be reinforced rooms, but the criteria for those rooms make building very expensive,
and not very flexible, I would think.
No. It limits the number of windows and doors, and they have to be reinforced and so on and so forth. It caught a lot of school districts by surprise and private schools by surprise when they passed that.
So tell me about your business. We've had a licensed engineers in this state for a long, long time, and for good reason. At one point, there were a lot of Yahoos running around, but I gather there are still a lot of unlicensed engineers elsewhere.
Well, I mean, in Texas, they regulate it pretty closely. There are roughly 55,000 active professional licensed engineers in the state of Texas now, about 10,000 inactive, and that's the largest number in any state except for California. Since the Professional Licensing Act in 1937, there have been over 130,000 licenses granted, and that's also the largest of any other state except for California.
What about women in your business? I've seen more and more. Now, engineering is a broad field, but I know our friend Bobby Lyle, who's the name on the engineering school at SMU, takes great pride in pointing out that I think 35-40% of the enrollees are female.
I think that's true, if not greater than that. I think the last figure I saw was over 50%.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So that's
true in our practice. I mean, we don't have 50% yet, but the recent graduates, the prospective hires that we're looking at, interns and so forth, it's probably running closer to 50%.
So I would assume you're an advocate of STEM education.
Absolutely, yes.
A little bit of liberal arts. Can you teach them to read and write?
We can, and it's very important. It's important that an engineer not only know the math and the science and the physics, but they also know how to read and write, and how to write a letter, how to draft an email, how to use proper grammar and punctuation.
Well, you got to communicate with people.
That's true.
And you have to find several ways, in the case of working with architects, of saying no, right?
Well, you don't really tell them no. You tell them maybe we could do it this way. It might be a little bit less expensive and achieve the same result. You need to be a little delicate sometimes.
All right. Well, have a lot of fun. Have a great celebration of Architects Day, and give away a lot of pie.
I appreciate it.
That's what
Thank you,
you
for
do.
Having me.
David Goodson is President and CEO of RLG Consulting Engineers in civil and structural and survey and forensics, and he'll do most anything. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.